Hi there, welcome to Module 5. We're going to be talking about free from judgment. Well, I can tell you this is maybe one of the most difficult things that I struggled with, not just even in being a medium, but in my entire life. I really didn't learn about self-love and self-acceptance. I just didn't have any idea how to not make everyone else my entire world. I cared so much about what other people thought that I was constantly people-pleasing and seeking something outside of myself to validate who I was. And that got even worse when I did discover I was a medium, because it's not like discovering you're like Picasso or some like famous singer or artist. It's like discovering you're like the most out of the box out there thing that you could possibly imagine. I just didn't have any confidence. I wasn't raised that way. I was raised to be a perfectionist and to people please all the way 100%. And so if you're like me and you struggle with confidence and you struggle with just really believing in yourself, it's going to be even harder for you to come out of the closet, because you're going to be really focused on that judgment and lack of. So I'd like to give you some tips and things that helped me through this process. The biggest thing is the passion that I had for being a medium and for connecting with spirit on the other side was definitely my priority. You know, a lot of people go through the motions of, you know, I want to be a singer, or maybe one day I'll do this, or maybe one day I'll do that. But I had just finally found what I was good at, and I just decided I was going to follow my heart, and I was going to make my passion for connecting with spirit my priority. And my entire life embodied and encompassed that, and I just dove in head first. The next thing is, I would always remind myself that life is short, and it was disheartening to have people around me that discouraged me, but life is short. I really didn't want to spend my time feeling other people's words and eating them every single day that were holding me back, instead of reminding myself that life was short and that I was going to stick to my convictions and I was going to stick with what I knew was right. And I just really was focused on reaching my own full potential as a medium and letting go of what their thoughts and feelings. Then I started to remember that other people might just not understand, and that maybe they're judging me because they don't understand me, and that I couldn't make everyone like me, and I had to not take it personally. I had to remember that I can be the ripest peach in the bowl, but not everybody likes peaches. That's the best thing I think I'd ever heard. The next one is, sometimes other people are insecure, and when they're insecure and they're jealous of you, they'll attack you. And I really struggle with this a lot in my life, because I never wanted to be anyone other than who I was. Like, I never wanted to be another person. I never wanted to be someone else. I never was like, oh, I think I'll wake up and be this medium or that medium. Like, I never envied anyone. I just always wanted to be the best version of me that I could be. And I think that other people were very insecure about that, because they weren't knowing who they were. So they always wanted to be me or to be something like me. And they wrote the story about what that was. The next thing is, anything is possible. Nobody can predict the future for certain. And the harder you are on yourself, the more difficult it's going to be. So don't let the objections from others become your truth and limit you from creating what you want in your life, because anything is possible. And you can do this without their support. You know, it's natural to want support from your family and friends around you, but you know what? It's possible for you to do this on your own. Just think about how many successful, inspiring people took the road less traveled. You are very powerful. Just by yourself, believe in that, don't give up, and you're going to go a long way to get where you want to be. And you can't please everyone. You can't. It is absolutely, unequivocally, 100% impossible. A lot of people forget that. You cannot please everybody. In an ideal world, we constantly want to surround ourselves with positivity and positive people that love us, but it's just not possible. You have to work on ourselves to stay committed and positive, and so do other people have to work on themselves to stay committed and positive. You're not meant to like everybody here, and they're definitely not meant to all like you either. That's how we learn. That's how we grow. That's how we have adversities in this lifetime. Have an amazing week. I look forward to connecting with you soon.